Karma.
Hi, I'm Heavenly.
And together,
we are the Honeys.
So, the Honeys. What's it like being back now?
It's amazing. We're so happy, we're so blessed, we're so privileged, and we're just enjoying every minute of it and having fun.
And have you stayed in contact then since you, you know, went your separate ways originally?
Mariama and I did, but Heavenly and I...
No, we didn't. Yeah.
You didn't? No.
Well, I don't live here anymore, so that was a factor. And we didn't finish on good terms, so... No, we
so didn't. You didn't finish on good terms, but you got back together. Was there any trepidation? Was there any like, oh, I don't know if we're gonna, if it was gonna work this second time round, or
that was part of the appeal of the whole thing, was kind of revisiting everything now that we've gotten older and wiser, just to kind of go back and say what happened, can we get through it, past it, kind of thing, which is quite nice.
And how do you think you've changed then? Would you have been the same people now as you were then?
No,
no.
Very different.
Very different now. And we're a lot older and wiser. We're mums now, you know, and you do look at things differently when your life changes like that, and we're different people, and I think that was part of the appeal to it, was to get back together, talk about what happened 15 years ago and kind of put it to bed, because I think for a lot of us it hadn't been put to rest, and we had to do that in order to be able to move forward with our lives.
I think life experiences change you as a person. You know, you can't expect us to be, back then we were 24-ish or 22-ish. Now I'm 40 next year, so yeah, no, I'm not anything like the type of person that I was back then.
And what's the audience reaction been to you getting back together?
Brilliant, you know.
Really positive.
I always thought we didn't have any fans out there, but I've realised that we do, you know, and it's great to hear people's stories about how our music has enhanced their lives and affected them in positive ways, and it's really, you know, a lovely thing for us to learn that and to meet our fans again, re-meet them, you know. It's amazing.
And you're coming to Birmingham on the 12th of December for the Big Meaning Tour.
Oh, yeah.
Why should Birmingham come and get tickets to see you live?
Because we're amazing.
Yeah, it's just going to be a really fun packed Christmas show, you know, Christmassy outfits. It's going to be just like that Christmas party office feeling, an extension from there where you can go out for the night, listen to your favourite bands from the 90s, some of them, and have fun.
But you know what? Here's a little secret. My favourite bit of music is from 1997 to 2003. That's
all
the only
of us,
music.
Basically.
Well, all
it's
of you,
big
yeah.
Reunion.
It is the big reunion. I am the big reunion. This is myself. I am the big reunion. So I love your music, and you're making a Christmas single as part of the big reunion. Tell us about that.
Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day, which was originally by Wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing that. It's so much fun to record. So
is it nice and cheesy?
It's
kind Christmas-y.
Of
cheesy. It's happy.
It's cheesy.
You can't help but dance when you hear it. It's just full of fun, full of Christmas spirit. And with all of us on it, it just makes it that bit more exciting.
I think it's all what everyone needs for this time of year. You know, the weather gets a bit gloomy, it gets dark in the evenings, but you can put this song on and it
dance
can really make
silly.
You smile.
What does Christmas mean to you then? What are you going to be doing for Christmas? What's your favourite thing about Christmas?
Family, definitely.
Family, presents, giving presents.
I love giving
children.
Presents.
You know, now we have kids, it's all about kids.
And what's their reaction been to you getting back together and you being this famous again? Because obviously they wouldn't have seen you as this big band back when
Well, it's funny, I used to bring my eldest, who's now 10 days mate, in a car seat to rehearsals, and now she can act, and obviously then she didn't know anything about it, but now she came to the O2 to see us, and it's nice for her to understand and see what I can do.
And after the big reunion, so you're on your Christmas tour, you've got the Christmas single out, what's next for Honeys? Where are you going next?
Well, we're recording an album at the moment.
We've got a new album coming out,
so hopefully that'll be out next year, and we're just enjoying every moment, taking each day as it comes, and you know, we've got no plans of ending it, so we're just looking onwards and upwards.
Well, can we expect a tour like Sepsit then? Are you going to go on tour as Honeys yourself around?
Who knows? It's in talks at the minute. Yeah.
Ah, in talks.
Maybe.
I'll have to say to you that. Well, thank you so much, Honeys, for coming to talk to me here at Scout Changer.